Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Self Sister Show with host Sue and myself, Anne. And today we have Thursday, August 5th, 2021. In summer, a wonderful summer, right? We are a live call-in show, so you can call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial plus one before the number, and we are eager to talk to you. So you can call in for questions, share a story with us, just chat with us a little bit, or why not get a free mini reading live on air. If you want to talk with us live on the show, please press one. You can also go to scrollsofthesoul.com/live, where you can listen live and text chat with us during the show. At the same time in the chat room. And I'm Anne, coming to you live from Rhodes in Greece today. On today's show, we will discuss soul realignment and soul agreements. Isn't that intriguing? And as I mentioned, plus your calls for questions and mini readings live on air. So we would really love to talk to you. Call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial plus one before the number, and you can join us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And we are always a live call-in worldwide radio, broadcasting today from Arizona in the U.S. and Rhodes in Greece. As I mentioned, we're going to talk about soul realignment. That's one of our passions here. And soul agreements. So what can that mean? Stay tuned to learn more. And, of course, we take your calls for questions and mini readings live on air. And you can call us at 213-943-3587. And if you haven't listened to us before, we are the show that discusses Akashic Records, soul realignment, healing modalities in general, and of course, we love any and all spiritual topics. And we are a live call-in worldwide radio, so we have listeners in 29 countries and growing. Thank you so much. We are really honored. Of course, not everyone is going to call in, right? So people are listening to the replay very often, and we love that too. It's all continents all over the globe, so we are really honored. Thank you so much, and we love you all very much. And you can find us on YouTube. Just search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube, and like our videos and subscribe to our channel. Now let me bring on my co-host for Soul Sisters, Sue, all the way from hot Arizona. Hi, Sue. Yes. How are you?
I'm good, Sissy. I'm doing fine. Yes, it is definitely hot Arizona. So let me give you a little perspective on what they're saying today is supposed to be. So, you know, we talk about this when you have to bake cookies or fry an egg. This is a location to come. And today,
okay.
It's a baked cookie and fry eggs today.
I have some news. It's hot here too, so you can fry your eggs outside if you have on an asphalt or something. It's yeah. working fine, actually. Just bring salt and pepper.
Yep, that's right. On another note, I would just like to quickly state something for our audience, our callers, and our listeners. Today, we hear about some fires in Greece, and I'd like to just take a quick moment to say a prayer for those in Greece, as well as all surrounding islands, particularly Rhodes. And so here goes. Father, we ask that you grant those there who may be suffering to ease their pain. So please bring rain, lots of rain. Many are losing their homes, and we pray that you keep them safe. We know that even valuable things, they can't come with us. But it's not always easy. It's not easy when people lose their things that they have history with. So we ask that you guide them and that you love on them and you keep everyone there safe. We say this in your name, Father. Thank you. Okay, Sissy.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. It's not only here, I think it's in many countries, actually, so it's horrible. I did learn it's north of Athens. A few days ago, there was a fire in a village, and it's close to the old king's palace, actually, and there's a forest in between, and now it's spreading on the other side, and it's not so nice, of course. Because being here means that we know people, we may have family, we have a lot of things. So
yeah,
it's difficult. But I know that everyone I know is safe. So the people are safe.
Right. And that's
but I don't
all that
know
matters.
About their, yeah, I don't know about their properties. So,
yeah.
But you know, if they are safe, I'm happy. That's the only thing that matters for me.
Me too. And in honor of those there whom we prayed for and asked for guidance and love and healing. I posted a picture up on Facebook. I'm also going to put it up on Scrolls of the Soul in the chat room. I'm going to post a picture of a candle I've lit and a prayer card that I have.
Thank you. That's beautiful.
Yeah, so we just... we ask for healing of the heart and peace of the mind, you know?
Yeah. It has been unusually hot here, actually. So for 11 days, I think. This is supposedly to be the last day, and I do really pray for that. I know that you wanted to make a joke about it, but I'm going to say it myself. I can't stand the heat, so I'm sitting here 8 o'clock
yeah.
in a bathing suit.
Yeah.
I have my bikini. I can't wear clothes.
You know, we talk about this every year, so I'm just going to repeat it for all of our listeners who've been listening, kindly listening to us for years now, which, by the way, I do thank you as well. We love you all, and we are quite honored that you grant us that that time. So thank you, everyone. And of course, I lost my thought. I lost my train of thought.
I think you want to say that Arizona and Rhodes
yeah.
are on the same line.
Yeah, right. We are. We're our weather. It's so exact. It's unbelievable how exact. And I'm a desert, and she's an island. So you couldn't get, you know, more different as far as locations. Yet we seem to both have the same, you know, weather and heat and rain and all that fun stuff. And yeah, we definitely ask him to bring a lot of rain for you guys. You guys can use some rain.
Thank
so
you. We could use it. Never rains here. June, July, August, September. So
yeah.
I pray for a miracle.
Yep. Yeah, we put that out in the ether and ask the Father in his infinite wisdom brings water to you guys. You know?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So... Thank you, everybody, for listening in to us. And now is a great time to get your spot in the queue. Call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number, and you can call us for questions, share a story with us, chat with us, or get a free mini reading live on air. Press 1 to talk with us live on the show. That's very important, because otherwise we just see you in the queue and we don't touch your call out of respect for you. So we want to see that you consciously want to be live with us. Some people actually don't. And if you don't want, you don't need to do anything. That's fine too. Or you can go to scrollsofthesoul.com/live and listen live and text chat with us during the show. And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne or Sue, we do offer personal readings, and you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. Find out more about our radio at scrollsofthesoul.com. And join us now live on air. Call in at 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 213-943-3587. And if you want to talk with us live on the show, press 1. Or why not go to the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. Now, before we move on with today's show, let's recap what the last show was all about. Sissy?
Oh, yeah. Last show. That was a fabulous show. And, of course, before I get into who it was and what it was, if you're interested and you weren't here last week and you'd like to hear our interview with our guest, you can go to scrollsofthesoul.com/past and listen to last week's show. I call him Dr. Allen. He is an artist. He does amazing mandalas. We post mandalas as well and creates them. So there's that attraction right there. And we try to, when we can, to give full readings on mandalas, because they have, kind of like the soul, which is going to be our topic, they have their own unique soul and soul story. And when you see them, you're just absolutely blown away by their story, their history. There's so much when you see them. The art in them are amazing. And so Dr. Allen, last week, he was our guest, and we try to have a guest on once a month, if at all possible, which we always, anytime we want a guest, we have one. And he's exceptional. His work is exceptional. And I love how he expresses the universe, the earth, individual mandalas, you know, for each of us. So create one, and they're just stunning. I can't even describe them to you. It just reaches the soul and the depth of the soul when you see them. And so you know that this is something higher working with him, you know.
He's very connected, very. Yeah. He's a fantastic person.
Yeah. He's a friend and a mentor, and we absolutely adore him. So very, very wise man. He doesn't drone on about things. He gets to the point very quickly, and he's just quite brilliant. So it was a great show last week, and I would advise anyone to go over and check it out, you know. So
absolutely.
With that being said, I think, was there anything you wanted to add to see with Dr. Allen?
No, I think if people just need to go. Did you reveal his website?
Yeah. Oh,
how
yeah.
They can
sorry.
Connect with him?
Okay. do we still have that? I need you to. I want.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I have it here. So if anyone who wants to connect with Dr. Alan Waldron from last week's show. You can find him at acosmicartist.com. Acosmicartist.com. Okay?
And I would like our callers and listeners to know, if you're in, because I see you, I see all my callers. So if you're in the board, please, if you want us to take your phone call, please press 1. So I know that you want me to grab your call. Otherwise, I'm going to presume you're just there to listen in. So just wanted to give you some heads up about that. Okay. Today.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Today's topic, you know, every month, soul realignment is it's something we talk about the first week of every month. And today we're talking about soul agreement. And that's, you know, every aspect of the soul and the things we as practitioners investigate and pull out, the information we pull out. It's just fascinating, every aspect about it. Agreements are interesting because they can go, you know, we can make many agreements and not realize that we've made agreements, right, Sissy? I mean, we can even make a statement on here, on air, and not realize, oh, we made an agreement, you know?
Yes, yeah. And, you know, everything is about how much energy you put into it. But if you put in a lot of energy and there's at least one person who believes it, because sometimes we may say something lighthearted and someone else take it very seriously, and that's going to add to the thing itself. So sometimes we may need to clear the air with conversations or just statements. But the thing is that if we think about how many lifetimes we have had as souls, that's thousands, maybe also hundreds of thousands, right? So we are usually old souls and we have many, 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 many lifetimes. And in each and any of them, we have been living in times where we may not always have been able to follow our soul. Maybe we had to just survive. Maybe we had to adjust to circumstances. And, you know, it's not about only how the soul and the etheric level, right? It's here in this dense earth. And now we're talking incarnations here. So, of course, we have made many agreements. And agreements, for instance, can be something like an agreement is a marriage, engagement.
Right.
And maybe we don't see it as that, but it is. To become a nun, to become a monk, to promise something. I promise you, Sissy, that I would never abandon you. I stay with you forever, and then I just walk away.
Yeah.
And that, you know, the energy of all of these things remain sometimes, not always, but sometimes they do, and they follow through lifetimes. And the thing is that in between lifetimes, we can't really clear anything. So we have to, if they have been created here, it needs to be cleared here. So many times when we meet up with, for instance, I'm a little bit out of the subject. We meet up with a soulmate, right? Or someone. A soulmate is someone we have spent incarnations with.
Right.
So you can say past life connection, soul connection. There are many names, but it's basically the same thing. And there can be tension going on, of course. There can be things going on because we may have had a soul agreement.
Right.
Some sort with that soul. And sometimes it's hard to be consciously aware about that. But the good news is everything can be cleared. Isn't that good news?
Yeah, I mean, that's the best of all. And, you know, when we dive in to that degree, right, now we're talking about what we can also leave behind. So energetically speaking, you know, a home, a property, you know, that vibrates outward from the heart first and just vibrates outward. And so the home, our home, we can start with there. We, you know, let's say there's a fight going on between partners and an agreement was broken, right? And that can get really tough because now energetically, if we keep expounding on something and repeat it over and over, not only did we make the agreement, but now we're feeding it energetically. And that can create a negative loop, so to speak. Right, Sissy? And that's not fun because it's people like us who, you know, with every loving support we come in and clear and help who may be affected. Because right now I can tell you, when you're in a home, you can be affected. You know, we've all walked into homes or on properties, right, where something was there, something exists. And it could be something as simple as an agreement and a broken agreement. So energetically, especially for us, we're going to pick up on it when we walk a property or a home. And so, we really need to be mindful too.
I can mention something because we usually say that everything is energy. For me and you, everything is energy. Mm-hmm. And if you think in the terms of energy, a soul agreement is something that is promised or agreed to or something that's kind of set. And what happens, for instance, with energy, you and I talk right now. So we have a connection, an energetic bond, right? Cord, okay?
Right.
That cord, when we close the phone, that's going to go away by itself. But if there have been any kind of tension, there have been something going on, that will remain. And energetic cords can grow. Energy can't transfer over lifetimes in that sense that there will be an energetic cord, but it's going to be something within the soul that still has a blockage from the agreement. So for instance, in a past life, you and I, maybe I did something to you when you were really mad at me. So there were a lot of things, I won't say anything more because we both know, right? we haven't been good girls all the time, have we?
But we haven't been girls all the time either.
No, I know.
That's a whole other topic.
Sometimes we can't really put our finger on what it is. It just is something that needs to be cleared. And people tend to have a vision that soul connections and soulmates are what we strive for. And it's a beautiful connection. You can't say anything else. But it's going, obviously, after this talk, right? So you have an understanding. It's going to bring also some challenges. But it's not challenges that are for any negative reason. It's challenges that are coming because we need to clear something.
Yep. Yes, very true. And again, I just want to repeat something quickly, Sissy, with our callers and listeners. Hang in there. This is a part of, we always discuss our topic and we go into quite big details with the topic. So we'll be over in just a couple of minutes once Anne does the bottom of the hour. We'll come over to you.
Yes.
So.
And please, anyone who wants, I see a bunch of people here in the queue and I'm happy. So thank you for calling in. If you want to talk with us live on air, please press 1 on your device so we know we can pick up. If you don't want to talk with us and just listening, that's okay too. Do whatever you feel for.
Yep.
But we would really love to talk to you. Don't be shy.
Yeah. I see a bunch of our callers here in the room, and I have a funny feeling they're not here to listen in, that they have questions. Again, guys, Yeah. Like Anne said, please press 1 if you want us to pick up. Otherwise, I'm going to skip over you and assume you're just listening, and that's it. Okay, Sissy. Yeah, so with the agreements, so like we're discussing, the interesting, that is a very interesting factor when it comes to the effect, you know, what type of effect occurs energetically on the property and in the home, and walking into people's homes. We're very aware, very sensitive to those energies. And it usually will very much start with an agreement. There's no doubt about it. Everything, I think, stems from, you know, we can make a comment, right? Just a comment or two about something and not realize that that comment is even an agreement. And like you said, yeah. Sissy, the more you expound on it and feed it, you know, the more it becomes this negative energy and life of its own.
When it comes to soul agreements can be mutual, okay? So both people are kind of agreeing to it.
Right.
And it can be one-sided. And of course, it can be like, it can be, if someone feels something else as along with it, because they did agree, but you maybe didn't agree, and there's a disagreement going on here, and someone is mad, maybe some anger spirits will come, and you know, there are different things that can arise, because it's a little bit, it's creating many loops of many things, so to speak. We don't say this to scare anyone, because everything can be cleared. I think that it's very important to be aware. And even if we do mistakes sometimes, because we are here, we're humans, we're not masters yet, we wouldn't be here, we would be sitting on a cloud watching down, right?
But,
to be aware and to try to correct things if we can. And sometimes people don't want to hear us. But if you in your heart, for instance, say to someone, I'm sorry, please forgive me, and they don't really want to hear that, that's up to them then. You did your part, because you really feel that I am sorry for this and I do regret it. But the other person has also free will and have a choice. So it won't be a situation, but there can be things directed at you because of it, because it has been kind of a difficult thing. Does that make sense, Sissy?
Oh, very much so. And you know, the one closing comment before we go into the bottom of the hour and take phone calls, the one thing I would say would be that we are multidimensional beings. And so we come in with our unique perspectives on things and the way we look at it and understand it. And you know, sometimes we don't see eye to eye on things. And, you know, that can, again, create discord and lead to, you know, things that aren't quite comfortable, I guess is the best way to put it. But like Anne said, this is what we're here for. This is our expertise. This is what we do. We come in and we clear. That's the bottom line. All of this stuff, all of it, we're here to help, you know, whatever you guys may need. So go over to scrollsofthesouls.com/Anne or Sue. If you're looking to have, you're looking to hire us, we're there, you know, and either one of us are capable of doing this type of work. And it's not always, you know, some of it's pretty negative. So it definitely can affect everyone in the home. And so just keep that in mind. Like I said, scrollsofthesouls.com/Anne/Sue. Okay, Sissy.
Yes. And we proceed. So it's the bottom of the hour, and I have a few quick announcements to make here. We'd really love to talk to you. So call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number, and you can call us for questions or get a free mini reading live on air. We are soon going to take your calls, guys. And if you want to talk with us live on the show, press 1, because otherwise we won't pick up your call, just out of respect for you. But we really would like to talk to you, so press 1, okay? If you don't want that, that's okay too. We still love you. Oh, I need to joke a little bit here. And you can listen live and text chat with us during our shows at growthofthesoul.com/live. On today's show, we are discussing soul realignment and soul agreements, plus your calls for questions and mini readings live on air. And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we do offer personal readings, so you can find us at growthofthesoul.com/Sue or /Anne or /readings. So there are many avenues to find us. And call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number. And if you want to talk with us live on the show, press 1. We are proud to announce that we have listeners in 29 countries and growing, and we honor you all. Thank you so much for participating with us and listening into our shows. Our next upcoming show here on Scrolls of the Soul Radio is next Thursday, August 12th, 2021, with Soul Sisters Show and host Sue and myself, Anne, discussing astrology. What astrological changes are occurring and why? So that's a little bit intriguing too, right? What's going on? And as usual, we take your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air. You can keep yourself updated on upcoming shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. You can find past episodes at scrollsofthesoul.com/past. And we are always a live call-in worldwide radio show, broadcasting today from Arizona in the U.S. and Rhodes in Greece. And you can find us on YouTube too. Search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube and subscribe and keep yourself updated and like our videos. Let's get back to the show. Sissy, are you
yes,
there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. All right. I'm going to go over to our callers. Again, one final statement, and I'm going to actually call out an area code. Area code 919, I do not see that you want us to pick up. If you want us to take your call, please press 1. Otherwise, I'm assuming you're listening. Okay, coming over to you guys.
Hello, Carlos. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kimberly from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well.
Fine, thank you.
What can we do for you?
Oh, thank you. Still talking about career.
Oh.
Whatever you get.
What's going on? Doesn't sound
too
nothing. Good.
I don't know if I would say that. I'm just still searching. I'll put it that way.
Okay. So you didn't get a response back because that first one we talked about, right? That one, there was that point of two people particularly, actually three, but there were differences opinion here.
I moved on from that one.
Yeah.
What I did is I kept searching and I got a video interview from another
right.
company, and I'm waiting to hear from that. I didn't linger with the other one because I just figured, you know, it wasn't for me.
Right, right. And you know what really drives me nuts here? It's age discrimination. This feels very much like age discrimination. you know, because there's only so many years left, and they're looking at what, you know, how much more time to put in, you know. So that's the part I'm having a problem with here. I don't think you disagree. You know, I think there's some issues with that, you know.
No, I definitely understand, but,
yep.
Oh, go ahead.
I do want to say, so while we were talking, I grabbed my deck, the Past Life deck, right? Because we were talking about agreements as our topic with soul realignment. And what's funny is I had two I pulled, but three fell out. So you literally have five cards here. Let me just read to you what they are and then give you my basis of understanding. The first one that I pulled was Father, which, of course, we all know who that is. Vows, which we're just talking about agreements here. Forgiveness, okay. Persecution and Inquisition. And Medicine Man and Woman. So let me see if I can kind of break down individually really quick and then surmise the whole thing. Of course, you've been speaking to Father. You've been praying. That's a given. But, you know, today's topic, like you said, is agreement. And you have an agreement. There's no doubt in my mind. There's some type of vow here, and I think that vow very much is connected with what you're trying to do. And it kind of feels like all over the place. And I think you understand that. The forgiveness part, so in the persecution. So whatever has occurred, that whoever caused you the persecution part, which I believe that was a previous employment, that needs to let go of that, because when Medicine Man and Woman come up, this tells me that this is affecting you physically. Okay? The persecution part definitely is something that needs to be forgiven, and I would quite honestly say whatever happened in the last work environment, that's got to be dealt with first. And I think that's why work is not coming your way. You had that original job. You had it. I don't make those statements lightly when I know. And it was definitely three people making that decision. And it was an age thing, right? I think you feel the same with that, you know, and I don't mean to linger on that one. But
no, I'm just saying, I really don't. All I know is what's for me is going to come for me. I don't care about
the
age.
Oh, yeah, right. It
doesn't bother
me. That's just what comes out for me. That's not anything.
Okay.
That's not anything. Whether you feel that or not is, doesn't really matter, to be quite honest. What I see is that's what's happening, okay? And it's happening for two different reasons. Something to do with forgiveness, forgiving those in the past. Some type of commitment was made, okay? That's where a vow comes in. And it got to a point where it affected you. And so before you can proceed, I guess forward, this is what I'm being told. So I'm going to actually ask Ann to chime in to add what it is she sees. Sissy?
Okay. Yeah. Hi, Kimberly, and hi, Sissy. You asked for the future, right? So I just want to ask you something so I got it right. Because the first thing you applied for, you didn't get an answer, but now you're waiting for an answer for something else.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Yes.
Yep.
So what I'm getting around that is that it may feel a little bit like a compromise, and sometimes it feels like that was not what I really thought I wanted in the beginning. So, but I'm not hearing anything. It's like a standstill here, so just keep on doing something. I have a big a huge sense of things being very different when it comes to this other thing. Even if you feel that this is a sort of a compromise right now, I feel that you will love this place, and you probably have a great possibility of getting it. I'm going to see if I can have some more. It feels like they are good people and that they are helpful, and they are very nice to each other. So it's a good environment, and sometimes that is worth a million. I hope this makes sense to you.
Yes, it makes absolute sense.
Okay. Good. Cici, do you have anything more?
Yeah.
What?
I can... all right, I'll just leave it alone. Basically, just for what's coming in the future, if there was something, anything, in a past employment, you know, whatever, you know, sometimes we just say, okay, you know, screw it. But, yeah, if there was something where there was an issue, please, you know, just let it go and move on from just one thing. I don't even want to ask what it is because it's a whole different. I don't want to ask you. I mean, ask spirit.
No, it's okay. You I've know. Had, and I don't mind saying it because I've had horrible bosses,
mm-hmm.
but you know, I remain professional. And
yes,
I've done.
I know you.
I've
do.
Done forgiveness work, but I guess you know sometimes
yep.
forgiveness work is like peeling the onion. So
yeah,
I keep doing
yep.
it. I keep doing it. I don't hold anything against them because
yeah.
they're going to learn their lessons. Because it's,
oh, yeah.
I understand that you know whatever they sold, they're going to get it back. So I
oh,
just
yeah.
keep moving on.
Yep. No, I don't disagree. But you know, I got to go with what it was weird. All three come like five cards, really. Five cards, so that's all that was about. All right, good luck
yeah.
with that one. I don't disagree with what Anne said. In fact, she's dead on with what she said. So that it's just a time thing, which sucks, okay?
Yeah.
I'll just be honest about
yeah.
it. It does suck, but this does
I
feel warm.
Yeah, I have something else to chime in, and sometimes, you know, things doesn't really turn out the way we are thinking with our logical mind
right.
sometimes.
I agree.
But,
yeah.
but when,
I agree.
But when things don't do that, when we come to circumstances and a situation like you are experiencing right now, we usually end up in a much better place than we ever could have imagined.
Yep.
So that's
oh, yeah.
where faith is coming in. And you, Kimberly, have a lot of faith. You
yep.
do. You
sure
you pray
does.
A lot. Yes.
Thank you.
Sure
thank
does.
You so much.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's a beautiful connection. That's definitely
yeah.
a beautiful
yes.
connection. Okay, Kimberly, I've got to wrap it up. Well, keep us informed.
Okay.
Let us know how this all goes, okay? Much
you know I will.
You.
Thank
we,
you very much. Yeah. Y'all have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You too, honey.
You
bye.
Too.
Bye.
Okay, Sissy, let me move on to our next caller.
Yes.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Sandra calling from Georgia.
Say that again, honey. It's who?
Sandra calling from
Sandra.
Georgia.
Hi, Sandra.
Sandra,
welcome.
Yes, Sandra K.
Hi, Sandra.
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you, thank you, thank
What's
you.
Going
it's
on?
Good to hear from you again, Anne.
Oh.
Just
yeah.
needed some clarity around, and similar to what the first caller was, around career. Just this job that I'm in, it's not what I expected. It's
yeah.
turned out to be, I can't even describe it. I get sick to my stomach every
yeah.
time I begin.
You know,
so just wondering when the next thing is coming, the right thing is coming.
Yeah. Okay, before we go there, I've got to state this. You know, everybody is unique and has, like I said, multidimensional personality and traits, right? I mean, we're all unique unto ourselves, so to speak.
Right.
But, and I literally had laid these cards down and put them over on my desk, moved them over to the right side. As soon as you started talking, I grabbed the deck again. I grabbed the same card. And, you know, one card, you know, it's funny because one card can line up, right? And it's meant for all of us. And, you know, but five cards, the same goes with you. I'm just laughing here. So it's crazy. Okay.
No surprise.
Yeah. You know what it is? It is that Southern personality, let me tell you. No holds barred, no take no crap. Just stand up, speak your mind, and put them in their place, you know? And that's what
I'm
this
trying
feels
not
like.
To do that because, like, she will, I mean, I have, oh, God, I bite my tongue every day because I just want to
right.
go completely bananas. Is she
yeah.
okay? I mean, seriously, what is emotionally
there's an ego. Oh, my God, this is such an ego thing. You know, a lot of women, you know, women, thank God women had joined the workforce, right, that we can do anything, match us up against any other person, and we're on fire. You know, we know what we're doing. But there's always that feeling as though you got to prove yourself and be demanding, and the ego just gets in the way. And this is all ego. I can't put it any
okay,
other way.
So I'm not crazy.
All ego.
I'm not crazy.
Oh, no, you're not crazy. Oh, my God. Have you found things moved, taken, placed back in a different spot? Are there, like, I'm getting movement in your area. Like, things have gone missing. They show back up. Kind of like a child would do. Feels very childlike.
She has that. Well, we're all working remotely, but she has this tendency because I'm new. So something as simple as the two of us having a conversation, and I might mispronounce one of the company's names in it. We're working on a contract,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, oh no, you. I mean, we're really going to have to make sure you take time to learn the name. Okay, I don't work with the partner. I mean, with the company. I'm just having a conversation
right.
with you, and we know who we're talking. It's like nitpick over everything, and
yeah, it feels like managing everything, managing bathroom time, managing lunch time, But there's also where you work at, okay, and the location of your spot, your area. I'm not saying it's a desk. I'm not saying what it is, and don't say it. Okay, don't say it.
Okay.
But what I see, which really this one bothers me for you, quite honestly, because of the ego and the power trip, because there's a power trip here. Things go missing. Stuff goes missing. Things that you might need, if something as dumb as a stapler, like stuff has gone missing. And then showed up in a spot it wasn't placed, and kind of like this is driving you crazy.
I could see that from the beginning where I was with my partner and I was in the house, and there was a space that was an office, but her brother made it his own space, so that was kind of difficult. So I had to put a desk in our bedroom, but now I've moved out. So I'm in between getting my new spot. So kind of sort of I may have moved stuff. I mean, I'm sitting at my daughter-in-law's desk now. So it's like I can't even tell you where half my shit is. I'm sorry, my stuff is.
Right.
It's
no,
like
okay. That's okay.
I'm in the middle of trying to move, or at least hope to be moving the first of the year. I'm sorry, first of September. So it's like my life is just really chaotic right now, and Anne has been more than grateful and appreciative and helpful of kind of guiding me on some things with that.
Let's see what she has to say. Anne, is this
okay?
Yes. Hi, ladies, and hi, Sandra.
Hi.
I'm just getting that this lady, the words I'm getting, you're going to laugh now, drama. Feeling a drama queen. Sometimes people do this, it's a learned behavior. It's something they kind of It's like upholding a pattern because you have gotten away with this. It's about power. It's about being on top of things. It's about looking down on others and having others looking up to her. And she probably have gotten away with this many times. And it's not a very nice and pleasant behavior, is it? Try to be diplomatic. So it's something that if you are an authority, she's your boss, right? You should actually seriously have a look at your behavior and what you're doing, because you have people that they feel that you have power over them, and it's not a good thing to do. It's like using your authority in the wrong way. I have a feeling that she probably have a lot of issues, but that's not your problem, okay?
You just try
to cooperate with her. Change something in your behavior here with her. And are you looking maybe to find something else? You want to go somewhere else?
Yes. Quick. I mean, yes, I'm applying.
Okay.
And I desperately want some leave. I have some philosophical issues with the company right now because they're not living up to some of the promises, nor am I in agreement with some of the practices that they're doing, like, you know, from a legal standing. Not that they're doing anything illegal, but I don't like the risk that sometimes is taken. But I'm just so over this now, and I'm just looking for something new.
Let me,
I'm
going to actually say something when you're done, Sissy.
Okay.
I just want to add a little bit. I have a feeling that you will be able to come out of this. I'm not shown a timeline, so it may be something that needs a few weeks or a few months. I'm not really sure. It can be fast. It can take a little bit of time, but I feel that your wishes are coming true. That's what I hear. So you're going to be able to walk away from there. In the meantime, of course, I understand you need to, she's authority over you, but at the same time, I have a big mouth. I can tell that even if it's on radio. I don't go with that, actually. I said to my boss once, okay, I understand you, and I'm here because I'm supposed to do my job. But you can't treat me how you feel for treating me. You need to respect me, too. It goes both ways. And that was it.
Yeah.
He never sat on me again. I promise you that. and you know, we feel very vulnerable because we feel that we are needing them somehow just because we need to support ourselves. And it's very ruthless.
Right.
I heard the word ruthless to behave in that sense. Try to do whatever you feel is good, but try to change your behavior. If you're too adaptable, be a little less adaptable. You don't need to step into fight. Avoid stepping into her drama because that's where she wants to get you, okay? At the same time, sometimes we do need to put our foot down. So don't leave it to come too much. Does that make sense?
Okay. It does. Sometimes it's hard for me to have that middle ground because either I'm really quiet or I'm 2 seconds from being fired.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
I would like you to go over to schoolsofthesoul.com/live. Scroll down into our chat room. I am actually posting these images for you. I want you to see the cards specifically because the persecution, that's the one that really is grating here. It is a persecution in a lot of ways. I don't know how else to say this. That one jumps out really big. Go to our live page and take a look, honey.
I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then after that, which is the medicine man and woman, this is so damn stressful.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say it. It's so stressful,
I'm
isn't
sick.
It?
Yeah, I'm very sick. I had a meeting with her at 2:30, and I've already started. The headache has come back.
Oh, please get a hold of me. Just go over to theschoolsofthesoul.com/Sue. Let's let's see if we can clear some of this. You need some clearing here, some healing. You definitely need some healing, and I think I can help with the headache. I get the stress part I can help with too.
Okay.
Even right down to breathing techniques, okay, that I can show you. Because it just feels like, oh, we got to take some breaths here, some big breaths, and not swear or punch someone.
Yeah, you know. Exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, you're welcome to it. Your call,
so
but you're welcome to. You're more than welcome. Keep us updated, you know, how everything's going.
Okay. All righty. I'm just looking forward to the time whenever, because like I said, I am applying for a lot of positions. Not just willy-nilly. I am giving thought to the positions, but I am looking for something else.
And, you know, highly intelligent. You are an asset to any company. So just keep the faith. You know, it's going to, you know, like our last caller, it's going to come about. It's just sometimes things get in the way of the process, you know?
Yeah.
So that's okay, too, you know? All right, honey,
alrighty.
I've got to wrap it up. Thank you so much for calling, and we wish you the best.
Thank you.
Have a blessed day, honey. Okay, Sissy, I'm going to move on to our next caller. Are you still there with me, Sissy?
Sissy, I'm here. Sorry. I muted myself.
I can't hear you. Let me make sure she's here. I looked. I saw you still there. I'm like, okay. All right. I'll move on to our next call. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Greetings. This is David. I'm in Palm Springs, California.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Hi, Dave.
I prefer David. I've never used Dave. It's David.
Okay. My bad. I'm sorry. Welcome, David. Nice to have you.
Thank you. I don't work and I don't have any work problems and I don't really actually have any personal problems. And that's kind of why I'm calling, because I saw that this show was about soul agreements.
Right.
And I don't think I have any. And I've been asking for years and they certainly haven't presented themselves.
Right.
And I'm kind of wondering what I'm doing here. Like I said, I've had enough wine. I've had enough sex. I've been to Paris. I've done it all. And
right.
I'm kind of like ready to be reconnected with my source energy. And I'm just kind of hanging out in my body wondering what's going on.
Right. There's boredom here too. Oh my God, you're so bored. You're so bored. Well, you know what, the first thing I saw, I mean, I know we're talking about soul agreements, but besides that, and I'll get to it, I promise, I saw you in a race car. Did you race? Have you raced?
Well, no, I haven't raced, but I have a really badass BMW, and when I'm out in it, a lot of Latino guys in Hondas race me, and once in a while I'll race them, but I rarely do it because I'm always the one that gets pulled over.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
See, I have that same problem with a Harley, okay?
Oh, there you go.
I get a lot of people who pull up in their, you know, fancy cars or their high-end sports car and revving their engine, especially,
yeah.
You know.
I have that all the
daughter.
Time, every day.
Yeah, right. Oh, geez, that's too funny. Okay.
And
agreed.
What's great is at a stoplight, like if there's a car next to me, I don't always take off super fast. So I'll go and then someone will race ahead of me, cut in front of me, and then go really slow. And I'm like, what's your point? I mean, people always want to challenge me. And I'm like, listen, if I want to, you know, I can leave you in the dust, but I generally don't.
Right. Right. You know, and there's a maturity thing here. You know, after a while, you know, it's not something you need to do. There's no proving ourselves here, right? You've gone beyond that.
I mean, I've got the BMW and they don't, so I win.
Yeah, right. Let me first, I'm actually going to go in reverse. Normally I do something and then Ann will add. I actually want to dig here, so let me see if Ann has something first.
Okay.
Do you have something for David?
Yes. Hi, David. Anne here.
Hi, Anne.
I heard
we talked last summer. I really enjoyed our time talking.
Oh, we did. I usually remember. Probably. Yeah, thank you. And, you know, I have a sense that you, it sounds maybe a little bit weird, but you are an old soul with a lot of knowledge. So I actually have two things that I have for you. The first thing is architect, but it's not a practical architect. It's like being a spiritual architect, someone who have come here with all your wisdom and your knowledge, because it's like you are connected to the Akashic Records too, and the knowledge that is present there, the everything, you know, about many things. I sense that you are here because you are supposed to help have structure, and both logical structure and having the spiritual structure for people who are awakening. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
It does make sense to me, but I mean, at this point I'm really isolated, so I don't have much of an impact in the world.
Okay.
I disagree. Actually, totally disagree with that one. But go ahead, Sissy.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to say sometimes we have an impact because we are here. We are radiating our energy. You radiate your energy. You do more of an impact than you realize. That's my sense of it. So sometimes a very sensitive soul can do much more at a distance than if you would be overwhelmed and interacting directly with others. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, that's like kind of reading my autobiography, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. No, listen, Anne, I know you see me. That's why I called. I'm not a fool. You're brilliant.
Yes.
You and I have a connection. I know that.
Funny. Sissy, I've got to say this. I've got to say this to you and David. So you, as soon as you said what you said, because I'm over here writing, right? And the only thing, because it's about seeking some answers here at that point. You've done everything you could possibly do. So you're making your statement, and I'm over here. I wrote agreement, David, finished. And I posted it. It's up, David. Go to schoolsofthesoul.com/live. Go into the chat room. I wrote it down as Anne is speaking. Like, I got to get this up there because it's the energy of someone who's finished. Done.
Yeah.
What else? There's nothing else for me. Yeah. So, okay. So there are, oh my God, it's like everybody today, there are two things in here with you, with this five-card pull. And if you scroll back above what I wrote to you, above are those cards. Go over and take a look. But there's only two here for you. Actually, three. There is the vows, the father vows and persecution, and that one, without a doubt, that's you. There are some agreements. You don't like them. You don't agree with them as far as the vow aspect, okay? And that is, no, that's not me. I don't do that. I didn't do that, but you did do that, okay? And there was persecution. No doubt, it's very strong. It is as if this whole, you know, you could, like I said before, I picked up for you. You can pull a card and it has that common denominator with a couple people, right? My board is stacked today. It was stacked with callers. And that's five cards. And that does not happen. It just doesn't. So you've got three out of the five, which is father, vows, and persecution. There's a vow you disagree with? Totally. Someone else told you this, and you are like, no. Nope. Wasn't me. Didn't do that. That's not how my soul would be. I wouldn't. There's like a hand put up in front of that person going, no. So whatever it is, whoever told you this, and you disagree with it, I'm telling you, they were right. and you're wrong. Okay? That's just the bottom line. I know you know what I'm talking about. I know that makes sense to you.
It doesn't. I'm always willing to be wrong, and I'll say it right here. I am willing to spend eternity burning in hell if it will better if it will bring happiness to mankind. I don't care what happens to me. I don't care what happens to my soul. I will do anything to end the drama. But
that's why I wrote finished. Literally wrote finished.
There's no way that I will, there's something that I've done that I won't take responsibility for. It's not who I am. I'm always willing to be wrong, and I'm always willing to admit that I have effed up along the way.
Oh, yeah, haven't we all? It's like, this is our first rodeo, right? This isn't our first rodeo. But the persecution part, okay, that's the part here. Because persecuted for clearly something you have not done, okay? This is, I can't stress it anymore.
I've been picked on and bullied my whole life. I was recently physically attacked at a private country club by a 60-year-old white man. I mean, it's absurd what happens.
Oh, my God. Maybe that's why this is just coming in. So it's so powerful, that persecution.
No.
That's so
but,
powerful.
You know, it's not about ultimately, you know, either it's for me to learn how to not attach to it, or if I'm being punished, so be it. But, you know,
no,
I don't,
it's not a punishment.
The punishment thing doesn't really fly.
Yeah, it's not anything like that. Not at all. Okay, I'm also specifically sending just a 3 for you. Okay, I've got to do it because that's the final clincher here. That persecution. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. That is a no-no. Okay? It is a no-no. And that person should be kicked out of that club. Okay? There's no other way I can describe this to you. Without going into personal details, I know you know.
Right, but it's not just one person. I mean, it's happened in my whole life. I mean, I was physically abused and sexually abused by my parents.
Yep.
I was physically attacked in school. I mean, I have always been attacked physically and emotionally. I mean, and, you know, I just kind of like, whatever, bring it on.
Yep. And that's what I mean by, that's where finished came in. It's like, okay, enough. I'm done. I'm ready. Come take me. Come, take me. That's exactly what that is.
Right.
But this person and these people, it's kind of like, you know, we can go somewhere and just have bad luck in anything we do. And yet you are at the top of your game as far as what you can contribute. You are so at the top of your game. And that you have teachers just written all over you. And I know you've heard that a gazillion times. I know you have, and you're bored with it. You're so bored with it. But they're right. People who have said this to you before, they're so right on that. And it's just focusing that energy, quite honestly. It's focusing because you're so powerful energetically. You have so much to still offer mankind. You just do. I love your power. Like, and it's not an ego thing. So understand the statement I'm stating to you. This has nothing to do with ego, okay? This has everything to do with you being completely centered within yourself, you know. So when you're centered, the left and the right are matched perfectly. Everything's in alignment, right? And in that aspect, you are completely in alignment. And it's not power hungry. It's not anything of that nature. It really, now it's the part where you have to help those who you know have struggled in areas deeply personal to you. You've got to help them because there's so much you have to offer. I can't describe it any more deeply than that.
I have something else to say that just while you have been talking here, it just came to me. Sometimes appearing as or being a very pure soul can be very difficult for others to handle sometimes.
Yep.
And it's like you become a little bit of a target. It's not to be punished.
Oh, yeah.
It's not to for you to suffer or anything, but it's like that is something that feels threatening, because here's someone who obviously are a very developed soul. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
I'll tell you a quick story. So I have someone who handles all my money for me. So I don't look at money. I don't deal with it. I have someone who pays all my bills.
Oh, yeah. I hate money. Anyway, I hate it.
So this person is a Yale lawyer, one of the most accomplished, totally Illuminati system person, right?
I need a lawyer, David. You're going to have, please, I need a lawyer. I will stay off air. Why? Please. Go over in the email part of this and contact me. I need a lawyer like you would not believe. I can't say on air why. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue.
No, it's fine. So he's a guy who plays by the rules and is followed the system and is part of the system, right? And
yep.
I'm mostly outside of it. Anyway, when we go out in public, if we go out to dinner, or if we do something, he says, no, he's been around the world, been to the, you know, he's, you know, he's friends with Barbara Streisand, that kind of thing. He said to me, I have never seen someone trigger people like you. He said, you can walk in a room and say hello and they all hate you. And I said, I know, it's been that way my whole life.
That's
and
great.
He's seen people react violently to me when I didn't even look at them. And so it's, I have that validation, but you know, so what also happens is, and I'm aware of it, I'm aware of my energy. So what happens oftentimes, if I cloak myself, if I, you know, cover up who I am, then spiritual people perceive me as being dishonest and hiding something.
No. I already know. Don't even do that with me. Like,
I'm not saying you. I'm saying other people.
No, I mean,
I'm saying,
I know. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. So that's just disgusting. Get over yourself. Then it becomes their ego, you know?
Right, but it leaves me without any community whatsoever. It leaves me alone, and it leaves me either blasting people out of the water or covering up a large part of who I am and still not connecting. And it's fine. I don't care. I'm a big boy. I've been dealing with this my whole life, you know, but it's just kind of frustrating because it goes on year after year after year.
Well, let me do two things. There's one more. I went into the soul. We've got to talk. Please contact, Ann or me. It doesn't matter. I don't care. Ann and I, we do this for each other. So it's your call. But as far as the lawyer, yes, please contact me with that. But this one, so I went into the soul. I said, okay, let's go. Let's go in the soul. I did the Akashic Record cards just for shits and giggles, right? Did that. Oh, my God. It's amazing. So I'm going to send these over real quick to our show. Okay. This is – let me give you a breakdown. The Queen of Scrolls, Fated Meetings, all right, the Queen of Keys, and the Garden. This is – unmistakably you. I see that, you know, again, there's four cards. Ann and I normally pull two cards to wrap up the show. Okay?
Right.
The explanation here, I don't have the time. It's unmistakable to me, though. And the school part, okay, or scroll, sorry, the Queen of Scrolls. So this is someone fully knowledgeable, right, in every aspect of everything. It's just it is, and I'm not telling you anything new, okay? Bottom line, though, is garden. So that's the end of this. I have the cards in between. The end. What's the end? Because I said to you, finished. You are not finished. You are in that garden. You are tending to the flowers that are rising up out of the ground. You are tending to those. Exactly like you. They need your education more than have you started a group or a fund or something that helps people within the context of our conversation?
I am completely isolated. I live in a walled-off estate. I haven't even left my property in months. I'm like a complete hermit. And I've never been on Facebook. I am totally removed from the world.
Yeah, that's not you. That's children's play for you. Okay, let's get real. I'm talking intellectual, spiritual, no ego here, because it's not, like I said, no ego, and you don't have an ego thing. This is the funny thing, is you go into places and people get all whatever around you, right? Doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. They're not in your life. The bottom line is what you have is such an amazing story. And so many people need you. They need you. And this tending the garden, this is the one where it got me happy and sad at the same time, because there's somebody behind the child. It's an adult. And that adult is saying, like, get out of the garden. Get out. You don't have the authority to be here. And the child is just ignoring the adult. And this is you. This is you. You are that beautiful soul that tends the garden. And people need your energy more than you'll ever know. They need your energy. You have such amazing skills. I can't even describe it all here live to you, you know.
Oh, thank you.
So I honor you. I'm proud of you. Okay? I'm proud of you. And that comes from way high. Okay? That's not me. And that's someone else. And you know what I mean. Please consider getting a hold of me or Anne, either one of us, okay, for this. This is important. On the lawyer end, please contact me. I need a lawyer like yesterday. I can explain it to you over the phone. It's not something I'm willing to say on air, but I would like to explain it to you, because I think it would definitely stir you, you know. So thank you so much, David. You are amazing.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, you're an amazing gift.
Thank you. It was great to connect. I'll reach out. Thank you.
Yeah, please do. All right. schoolsofthesoul.com/Anne or Sue for the lawyer part. All right.
Very good.
Thank you, David. Have a blessed day, love.
All right. You too. Be well.
God bless you.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye. All right,
Sissy.
I'm looking at the time. I'm just going to move into one more call, okay, and then wrap it up real quick.
Yes.
Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Jessica from New Jersey.
Hi, Jessica. Welcome back.
Last time I spoke to you guys, it was like 2 months ago, and I was like cleaning out my closets. I'm doing it again.
Yeah. That's okay. Go for it.
This is so funny. Some interesting things have been going on, and I was just curious on getting your comments on it. Basically, well, real briefly, I was moving, well, I am moving forward, and was going to do this, get a table at a horse show and really do, like, kind of introduce myself to the horse world officially.
Right.
And it was kind of like bringing up some stuff for me, but I was working through it. And then just like I was like working out the details. And then what came to my awareness was that I had to change my diet, that stuff was going on with my nutrition and my health. And then that took precedence for the last several days. And I've kind of been going through stuff with that. Sort of like a mini dark night of the soul. I'm kind of just like finally feeling back to normal today.
Right.
And then while I was taking this time out, so I don't even think I'm doing this horse show now. It's going on, it's starting this weekend and going into next, maybe I'll end up going next week. I only wanted to go one or two days, but like the lady who was going to get back to me, she was supposed to send me some pictures of like where she was going to set me up, but she never got back to me, which was also sort of, I guess, nice and coincidental, because then it enabled me to just keep focusing on healing, taking care of my nutrition, what I needed to, my health. But also in the meantime, like while I was resting over the last couple of days, I got this email from this, let's say, filmmaker director.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you guys know what's going on in the world, but
yep.
It was sort of like a comedy email. And they were like, we want to interview you about what is going on in the world. And it just kind of made me laugh because it's like corrupt, seeking to make corrupt such and such about, I don't really want to say all of it on the air, but you get what I'm saying, right?
Yep.
But,
yes, exactly.
I wrote back to the person and I was like, not interested. Thank you for your email, but not interested. But now I'm thinking about this, like, because I'm just, this is what I wanted my whole life, to be doing that stuff. I'm creating my own network, but I'm just kind of sitting with this because it's like,
don't sit too long.
Whatever. I'll just leave it vague. Just
don't,
curious.
Don't sit too
long.
No,
I'm not.
Okay.
That is bad news and a mockery. But I'll tell you something. I was watching some information about this, let's say, director.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, he might not be as bad as whatever, but I wouldn't do it in that aspect. It's just really kind of weird. Like setting someone up.
Now the context of the topic, let's go that direction, the context of the topic, that is what I mean by don't wait on that aspect. Okay, that drives you. That's something where you're driven, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean by, I don't like this person, quite honestly. I got really sickness in my stomach, and I get sickness in my stomach, and people make me want to vomit. That's not good. And I want to vomit with this one. Not with the idea, with the one who's proposing it and running it, and that's different. That I just want to vomit.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the idea itself, that's what I mean. Go for that. If you could do that, that would be amazing. Be absolutely amazing.
Well, I'm doing it different ways. I mean, if anybody knows what's going on, you would not be proposing that.
No.
Yeah.
I'm proposing is what you get can do to help fix.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah,
that's
agreed.
What I'm proposing.
Yeah.
It's your skills, your ability to help, like right wrongs and fix, kind of like a lawyer, quite honestly, but on the good side of justice, not the bad. That's a skill set that's really... you're very good at, but I need to have Ann. I'm going to ask Ann if she could join in because we're running out of time.
And tell me about the horse and
see
what you guys are picking up about that, because that was very interesting also. And then I got like kind of a detour, which it's still happening in general, but it was just really interesting, the timing of everything.
Right.
Yeah. Hi, Jessica, Ann here. I have a sense here that there are so many a little bit of strange and weird energies still going on in the world, right? So you're very sensitive, and it's like you are seeing these things. It's coming to you so you can see it. And that's why these things are going on right before your eyes. And sometimes that can feel weird, and it's not very comfortable all the time. But I do feel that you do see, and you can determine things. So it's... a part of the world still wants to be the old world, right? And we are coming into a new time, and there's awakening. There are many things going on for the positive. So it's like you see some, I don't know if this makes sense at all. It's like you are being shown some memories. It doesn't mean that your memories are, or your wishes that you have been longing for, as Sue said, for your entire life. Go for it. But you pick the right people to do it with. That's the only thing. But I had a little bit like of the creeps, just like Sue, for the interview for Hollywood or something you mentioned. And no matter what, the energies that are going on around you that have been a little bit off, I feel just keep on listening to your intuition. You're spot on. You do exactly, you follow it and you hear it very clear. Things are going to look up and you will see a shift coming for you, and you will know what to do. And when it comes to, I don't see anything specific. They don't tell me anything specific about the horse show and things. It's just like you are going to have clarity in a very, very short while here, very soon.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
thank God I'm feeling better now. I mean, it's been around 4 or 5 days that I was, like, really having a dark night of the soul that I was just like praying about my health.
That's
and, like,
why you. That's why I feel sick, because you feel sick, okay? And that's exactly what that is. That's your response. That's your physical response to this is the only way I can describe.
Yeah.
So you're right.
Well, that happened. Yeah, that happened before I received this email, but I was I've been going through this thing of just sort of horrified on this, let's say, diet I got caught up in. It wasn't a diet. We'll just say the veganism type of thing. That is not good.
I know.
And like the fruitarian thing is really, really.
I got to wrap it up. I've got less than 2 minutes. Okay, listen, real quick. Go on what your body naturally tells you, not what others do. It's simple as that. I've got to run, love, but go over to schoolsofthesoul.com/Anne or /Sue if you want more of a reading. We can go in depth. I can give you full on, and you know it. So can Anne.
Mm-hmm.
So either one of us, schoolsofthesoul.com. I've got to go.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, love.
See you guys.
God bless.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you. God bless. Thank you.
Sissy.
Yes, I think we need to wrap it up. So, thank you everybody for participating with us today. I'm going to try to talk a little bit fast. We have talked about soul realignment, soul agreements today, and it's a very intriguing and interesting topic. If we didn't have a chance to take your call, please call into our next show. Our next upcoming show here on Scholars of the Soul Radio is next Thursday, August 12th. 2021, with Soul Sister Show and host Sue and myself, Anne. We will be talking about astrology, what astrological changes are occurring and why. That is a little bit of astrology and energy combined. Plus your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air. You can listen to replays of all our shows anytime at scrollsofthesoul.com/past. You can find upcoming episodes at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. And, of course, you can find the same information on YouTube. Search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube. Subscribe and like our videos, and you will keep yourself updated. And you can listen live and text chat during all our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And if we have any links or other interesting information, we also post it in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/Anne. You can connect with me, Anne, or Sue. We do offer personal readings. You can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And thank you all for listening and calling in. And we're back next Thursday discussing astrology. Sissy, do you have anything you want to tell the listeners?
Thank you, everyone. Angels watch over you all night long. Sissy.
Yes. Yes. I say love, light, peace, and joy to all of you. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.